It's very important when beginning any meditation to go through our own settling, grounding and resting routine. And particularly so when we're going to do a meditation practice that is potentially quite intense or quite difficult. So once again, I'm inviting you to settle into your posture. To make sure that you're feeling comfortable, warm, you could be okay for about 30 minutes. And then perhaps because we're nearing the end of the day and maybe because this is going to be quite an intense meditation, we may wish just to ground ourselves by scanning through our bodies. So scanning through our bodies to allow ourselves to be fully aware of exactly what we're feeling right now, but also enabling us to relax as completely as we can. So for instance, we can start off by just bringing awareness to the head and the face. As we're moving awareness around the head and the face, allowing any areas of tension to soften, maybe releasing tension as we breathe out, allowing our whole face just to soften and relax. And then moving into the neck and the shoulders. And again, as awareness moves through, releasing any areas of tension, allowing the shoulders to fall downwards. Allowing the weight of the arms to go down through the forearms and the hands into the lap or into the floor. And maybe paying a little bit of extra tension, a little bit of extra attention to the hands. Allowing the fingers to be loose, releasing any sense of grasping or gripping. And the whole of the upper body just sinking into the chair or the cushions. Allowing that tension to drain away. So the body is allowing itself to be held by the chair, by the cushions, by the floor, by the earth beneath. And finally allowing any tension in the legs. To drain away into the floor. The muscles softening and releasing. So the body relaxes, comes to rest, settles and becomes grounded in its sensations. And the body breathes. as the body comes to rest, as best we can, we're allowing the mind also to rest with the body. The body has its sensations, the mind has its thoughts. And we're just resting, allowing things to come and go. So let's rest for a couple of minutes. And when you're feeling ready, inviting you to begin to allow a sense of caring and kindness and of love to develop within you. Doing this in any way that feels best for you right now. If you find it helps, then maybe just holding a hand over your heart may help the feeling to develop and intensify. That innate sense of caring for others, of being kind to others, that innate sense of love that we have for all other human beings. And noticing how sense of loving kindness feels in the body. Noticing where we feel it. Noticing perhaps that it has a tendency to fluctuate, to come and go, which is quite normal. Just doing our best to allow that sense of love and of kindness to form within us, to spread throughout us. Perhaps feeling its warmth, perhaps feeling its openness, just being with it as it is right now. It helps, you may wish to send out loving kindness to people that you know, perhaps the people in this room, in this house. So just allowing that loving kindness to radiate from us in any way that we feel helpful or constructive or positive. Breathing with it. Embodying it. And when you're feeling ready, just seeing if you can open out that sense of loving kindness with the desire to relieve other people of their suffering. Maybe there's somebody you know who's suffering and who you would really like to help. Maybe just want to open out to the suffering of people around you. So developing this sense of compassion, just the desire to take on the suffering of others, to help them. Maybe right now you just want to take on your own suffering. That's absolutely fine. Just developing a sense of compassion towards yourself and opening out to that suffering. And again, as loving kindness develops and intensifies into compassion, allowing ourselves to feel it in our bodies, noticing how it feels, noticing where it has a tendency to reside. Noticing any tendency for resistance to appear, or self-judgment of any kind. One way of considering what we're doing is to imagine that there's a space in all of us, a compassionate and loving space. It's already there. It's innate within us. All we need to do is come to rest, generate a sense of love and compassion, allowing it to open, allowing ourselves to access it. A space, a real capacity for love and kindness, for helping others by taking on their suffering. Breathing with that feeling. Resting with that feeling. So maybe there is somebody that you know who's suffering and who you really want to help. Maybe something has happened recently in which somebody was rude or aggressive, very negative. Maybe what's best right now is just to look at our own suffering. Whatever scenario suits us right now, beginning to breathe in the suffering. No matter how negative, how horrible it may seem, we breathe it in. Breathing in the suffering of somebody else, breathing in our own suffering, breathing it in to that compassionate and loving space within us. And noticing any sense once again of resistance or reluctance, or indeed just any sense of difficulty in breathing in something that may seem very toxic. But we breathe it in, taking in suffering right into a place where there is love and kindness and compassion. We're allowing it to be held there, allowing its negative energy to decrease, to decline, to dissipate. The positive energy of our own loving kindness and compassion can neutralize any amount of negativity to which we may be exposed. So we breathe it in. We hold it in love and compassion. And slowly, the negativity clears. The darkness of negativity becomes illuminated, becomes light. What was once toxic becomes nourishing. Beginning to see where all of this negativity arises. beginning to understand that anything negative can be neutralized and ultimately be used as a force for positivity, for good. And at this point, if we wish, we can breathe out from this loving and compassionate space. We can breathe out light and hope. Breathing out light and hope to the suffering of others, to our own suffering. Breathing out calmness and peacefulness. Understanding that whatever arises in our lives, however awful and horrific it may seem, it can, if exposed to the power of our own love and our own compassion, be turned into something that is very positive and very constructive. And so we learn to breathe in suffering, breathing it into our loving kindness and compassionate space. And from there we can breathe out calmness and peacefulness. So as we're coming towards the end of this meditation, you may just like once again to take some very long, slow, deep breaths, breathing the breath right in, Breathing it out, releasing it as completely as you can.